Gee, that's a big call, isn't it? Seabrook, he thinks, is his best chance to win the Golden Slipper this year. Time now to have a chat to Greg Carpenter. He's got the final field for the Group 2 Blamey Stakes hot off the press at Flemington. No, he don't. No, he doesn't. There's only six that's in the Blamey. So you've extended the noms or the acceptances.
You're right. Hello, Michael.
How are you, mate?
Really well. We've got a big day at Flemington on Saturday. The three grand handicaps, which have attracted big fields and big spread of weights. The Blamey, however, we've got six final acceptances. So as is our process here in Victoria, that race will be held over for half an hour. Now, the six acceptances that we have got feature the Darren Weir class pair of Humidor and Tosin Stardom. Hell of a Street across from Tasmania. Odeon, Cool Chap and Ratapole. So I think probably the story out of the Blamey acceptance is that a number or all of the horses that were nominated for the race by Liam Howley and his stable, Lloyd Williams stable, have not accepted. So still an intriguing race with Humidor and Tosin Stardom going over the mile and heading to Sydney from here.
It's disappointing only to get six, though, isn't it?
It is. And again, we would have hoped that a couple of those high-profile horses like Rekindling may have run, but the stable obviously electing not to take that option. So we have left with the field that we have, and we'll see if we do get any additional acceptance over the last half hour, over the next half hour.
Do you think there's a programming issue? Is it it's meshing too close into Sydney with these gallopers over this type of distance, the elite weight for age horses?
Well, it's interesting because there has been some discussion as to whether or not the 3 weeks of Flemington, Australian Guineas Day, Super Saturday, and now the third Saturday with the Blamey Stakes is working. We certainly have got quality in the last couple of Blamey Stakes. Last year, we also only had six runners. Palantino beat Tosin Stardom. Harlem, who was so good last weekend, ran third, Real Love. So it's a quality field, but certainly the numbers the last 2 years would be less than we would be hoping for. So I think, Michael, the answer is that it's something we need to think about and review, because if you judge it just by numbers, it's coming up short. But if you think of the quality last year and then this year, there's some high-class horses contesting the race.
Okay, so that's been extended until when?
Until just after 10 o'clock. But to be perfectly honest with you, I think that the six that we got, when you've got a Group 2 race...
will be the six.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside of the Blamey, we're looking forward to the Alistair Clark at Moonee Valley on Friday night. How many have we got there?
We've got 12 in the Alistair Clark. And Cliff's Edge has drawn barrier four. Astoria, who's been so good this campaign without winning, placed in both the Autumn Stakes and the Autumn Classic, has drawn barrier seven for James Cummings. Lavendi, barrier three, and Mark Zara takes over on Lavendi. Southsamore, who's been placed in the Stut and the Moonee Valley Vase, so it goes really well at the track, has drawn barrier six. Bassaro has drawn barrier two. Belfast, 1. Woomph, barrier 5. Think Positive, 9. Castleton, barrier 8. North Africa for Peter and Paul Snowden has drawn barrier 10. Arkeman, barrier 11. And the Sole Filly and the Rose Bemboka Queen for Heath Connors has drawn barrier 12. So, real quality up the top of the race with Cliff's Edge, Astoria, Lavendi, South Samore. So it's a really good renewal of the Alistair Clark on the program, which also features the Able Stakes, the Listed Sprint.
Have you got that final field?
We have, and you were talking to Mick Price with Bassett resuming. It's number one in the race for Beau Mertens. The only thing that Mick didn't have at that time was the barrier. Said he was hoping for a good runner. It's drawn barrier 8 out of 13 runners. Rock and Gold has drawn barrier 13. Canny Essence, barrier 3. Malibu Style goes to the Valley, barrier 1. Sword of Light, 12. Glen All for Team Hawks, barrier 2. Oak Door, 11. Whispering Brook, for Darren Weir, has drawn barrier 7, Deja Blue 10, Mert the Flirt 9, Benz across from Adelaide for Gordon Richards, barrier 5, Settenham, barrier 6, and Land of Plenty, who's also now with Darren Weir, has drawn barrier 4. So good numbers for both the Alistair Clark, a field of 12, and the Able Stakes with a field of 13, a capacity field for the Able.
All right, Greg, appreciate you giving us those final fields. The Blamey, just repeating, only 6 acceptors at this stage, which looks like it will be the final 6, which will go around in the Group 2 event on Saturday. Thanks for your time, Greg.
Thanks, Michael.